You're listening to SBS News.
...60,000 Australians served in the Vietnam War. But we never knew exactly how many of these soldiers were Indigenous. That is, until now, when the Australian War Memorial published a list of their names. Ngunnawal and Gomeroi man Michael Bell is the Indigenous Liaison Officer at the AWM.
We've started the list with 250 names that are published today, and what we're trying to do is have the general public remember and look at their list and see if we have missed their family or their descendants. I'll also call on the non-Indigenous veterans who served with other Aboriginal veterans in Vietnam to review the list for inclusion of the men that they served with.
Bundjalung man David Williams is on that list. He joined the Navy at age 18.
So I got me auntie to sign me up. I didn't tell my mother, but I went up to Brisbane, got her to sign me up. And the question, one of the questions was, can you fight, mate? And I said, those I can't beat, I can outrun. Sign here, son.
National service used to be compulsory for 20-year-old Australian men, but Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders were offered an exemption. But plenty, including David Williams, signed up anyway.
They let us in, and I thank those officers and that allowed us in, because it's give us, for those who went overseas or elsewhere, give us other skills that we needed to come back and run our communities or help run our communities.
As Indigenous Liaison Officer Mr Bell points out, such selflessness deserved recognition.
That's a great reflection of the dedication and willingness of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander to serve, defend their country and also provide their civic duty despite the restrictions that were still being imposed by government policy.
But for Mr Williams, it was just Australians supporting one another in a time of need.
It just cemented that belief I had about mateship, you know, and I don't care whether I like you or not, it's irrelevant. But if you need a hand, I've got to give it to you. That's where I'm at, you know. And I was just great. I know it's not the job for everyone, but I felt special.
A guiding light for Indigenous soldier recognition was the late Reg Saunders. At just 24 years old, he was the first commissioned Aboriginal officer in Australian history. His achievements are now commemorated in the Australian War Memorial, the only individual to have a dedicated gallery. His great-granddaughter, Brianna Humes, says he continues to be a true inspiration.
For young Indigenous Australians growing up, that honestly, like, we could just achieve so much more than what people anticipate.
Michael Bell from the Australian War Memorial wants public assistance to add more names to its list of Indigenous veterans to hear their experiences of war.
I'm encouraging everybody to go onto the list, have a look at the names that we've already identified, and if we have missed somebody, please let me know. That way we can give those people their due recognition that they didn't get at the time, but they are entitled to.
Recognition for service to country. Brooke Young, SBS News.